Mă bucur foarte mult să revăd în România pe domnul ministru Tonio Borg, cu care am avut și de această dată o discuție fluentă, amicală și concentrată pe subiectele care ne pot apropia atât pe plan european, cât și la nivel bilateral. Do we have an English translation? Or?
Yes.
Oh, it's all right. Am semnat protocolul de cooperare între cele două ministere ale afacerilor externe. Asta ne va permite să ne comparăm punctele de vedere într-un mod sistematic și nu ne vom limita la consultări politice, vom încerca să ne focalizăm și pe chestiunile legate de schimburile comerciale, de investiții, de dimensiunea cooperării culturale și științifice. Cred că relația tradițională foarte bună dintre România și Malta poate profita de auspiciile apartenenței noastre la Uniunea Europeană pentru a se dezvolta și în viitor. Malta este un actor regional foarte activ și în formatele de cooperare legate de Marea Mediterană, de spațiul mediteranean, dar bineînțeles că și în noua dinamică europeană post-Lisabona suntem dornici să ne sprijinim reciproc, așa cum ne vom sprijini reciproc și în politica noastră de susținerea unor candidaturi în organizații internaționale. Experiența Maltei ca membru al spațiului Schengen este iarăși prețioasă pentru partea română. Securitatea energetică, procesul de extindere, procesul de pace din Orientul Mijlociu, sunt alte subiecte unde schimbul nostru de opinii se poate dovedi fructos. Cred că în domeniul turismului, imediat ce recesiunea va rămâne în urma noastră, atât români în Malta, cât și cetățeni maltezi în România, acesta este un canal fără îndoială foarte cu un potențial bun. Domnul ministru îmi spunea că în 2008, înainte de criză, 70.000 de români au vizitat Malta. Trebuie să spunem că la o populație de 400.000 de locuitori, maltezii primesc 1.200.000 de turiști anual. Deci, în mod evident, aveți un turism de calitate, de nișă, hoteluri de 5 stele, o gamă de servicii excelentă oferite turiștilor și cred că putem și învăța. De asemenea, pour la petite histoire, aș spune domnule ministru, m-a impresionat și ce mi-a spus despre experiența noastră cu școlile de limba engleză. Engleza e a doua limbă oficială în Malta. Malta e o destinație turistică foarte atractivă și ați deschis peste 40 de școli de vară private și publice pentru turiști din întreaga lume care vor să combine o vacanță frumoasă cu perfecționarea limbii engleze. Mi se pare un exemplu de smart power și foarte bun și cred că și noi ne-am putea în aceeași logică inspira pe viitor pentru a completa oferta românească în materie de turism. Bun venit! Sunt convins că vom fi aliați solizi în interiorul Uniunii Europene și sperăm ca relația noastră să cunoască o nouă dimensiune în anii ce vin.
Thank you very much, Minister. Thank you, Theodore. I am in Bucharest
accompanying the President of Malta on a state visit to your country. And the President is being accompanied by a business delegation. Because we believe that political relationship and economic relationship with Romania can improve, not because they are bad, they are very good, they are excellent in fact. But we need to discover each other a bit more. What Romania has to offer as regards tourism, what Malta has to offer to Romanian citizens as well, and the areas which you mentioned, tourism, but also the construction industry, ICT, and alternative energy, are areas where we can reap mutual benefits. And therefore, the businessmen who have accompanied our delegation are mainly concentrated on that area. Indeed, today we have signed this protocol at the political level. Another agreement will be signed between the Chamber of Commerce of Bucharest and the Chamber of Commerce of Malta in order to facilitate this business relationship. But both of us are relatively new members of the European Union, although I hope that gradually this distinction between new and old will disappear, and there will be just member states of the European Union. But it is important that we cooperate not only at the bilateral level, and as you mentioned, we support each other on international candidatures, but that also we identify those areas where we can cooperate within the European Union. Not in order to create ghettos, but in order to see in which areas we can cooperate in the drafting of EU legislation and the taking of common positions within the EU. Of course, you need a group of friends within each regional or global organization so that we could be of use to each other. And even though our relationship, our diplomatic relationship, goes back to 1968, and that we have had presidential visits and other visits at a high level, it is important that these visits are then reflected on a people-to-people approach. And there, I think, we have to work harder in that respect. I know about your country's aspirations to join the Schengen area. We joined the Schengen area in 2008. I feel that Schengen is sometimes underestimated as a power for peace. Why power for peace? Because the Schengen system has solved certain border disputes which in the past were extremely causes for tension. The Germany-Poland border, the Italy-Slovenia border. And today, they are just lines on a map. You can go from Malta to Sweden without being checked at the border control. And this underlines that the European Union is really becoming a union. And we should never have any idea of a fortress Europe, neither externally, but nor internally as well. This is my view of Europe. It could be a bit idealistic, perhaps, or romanticized, but I sincerely believe in it, and I think it's only a question of time before all the internal borders within the European Union will become a thing of the past. And therefore Malta supports any member who wants to join the Schengen area, of course provided one satisfies the criteria, without any a priori exclusion of anyone. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Carmen Gavrila, Radio Romania. Since you are such a big fan of the Union and the Schengen area. Well, there have been some problems lately where Romania has reached the headlines because of some unnatural connections between the Schengen process, accession process, and the Roma issue, and the mechanism of verification in cooperation with the European Union. What's your position on this, and would you vote yes? for Romania's accession to the Schengen area?
I already said answered my view on Schengen. I think those two issues have to be separated. The question of the Roma should be separated from the question of the Schengen, because the question of the Roma is governed already by rules which apply to everyone, to Malta, to Romania, to France, to Italy, to everyone. So the question is whether what has happened in the recent past is according to the rules or not, whether you belong to Schengen or not. They are two separate issues, and they have to be decided separately as well. With Schengen or without Schengen, one still has to examine what happened, whether it was according to the EU rules or not. So I think it would be unfair to use this incident as a kind of obstacle for Romania to join the Schengen area. If it satisfies the criteria, and you know there are tests to join Schengen, when Malta joined Schengen, we were lucky in the sense that we joined with other 8 countries, so we were 9 countries joining together, and therefore it was a collective effort. It was like the 9 of us sitting for the same exam and helping each other in the process. And I'm saying this, I mean, in real terms, we were helping each other. And there were stiff tests to pass. And by stiff test, I mean stiff test. Actually, people coming from the Commission to check whether our information system was aligned to what was needed to join Schengen. So, provided one satisfies those criteria, one should be admitted in the Schengen area. And there should be no postponement of this question, in my view.
Connection between the Schengen process and the MCV, the Mechanism for Cooperation.
But I believe, yeah, well, if that is a test, it is. But let's keep everything in its proper perspective and in its proper category. I mean, the tests of Schengen, we know what they are. There has to be a repatriation system, there has to be an information system which is state of the art, immediate, that as soon as there is a red alert, it should be transmitted all over the Schengen area. But we should not complicate the issue anymore. I believe that there has been progress in this verification system. I was reading my brief before I came here, so that should help as well. But let's, as much as possible, keep the issues separate.